Decimals. Introduction. You know all about whole numbers. Numbers like 4, 76, or 532. In a number like 532, each digit represents something different. There are 2 ones, 3 tens, and 5 hundreds. What about a number like 532.19? This is a decimal. A decimal is just a number that has a decimal point. Do you see the decimal point in 532.19? It's the period in the middle of the number. The numbers to the left of the decimal point represent ones, tens, and hundreds, as before. The numbers to the right of the decimal point are tenths and hundredths. Tenths and hundredths are parts of one. If you divide one into 10 equal parts, each one is a tenth. If you divide one into 100 equal parts, each one is a hundredth, and so on. So, what does 532.19 mean? As before, we have 5 hundredths, 3 tens, and 2 ones. But now, we have some new digits, 1 tenth and 9 hundredths. So we have a number that is bigger than 532, but smaller than 533. You can say this number as 532 and 19 hundredths. Let's try another one. 43.2. Four tens, 3 ones, and 2 tenths. Some decimals are smaller than 1. These decimals start with a 0 to show that there is nothing before the decimal point. For example, 0.24. You can say this number as 24 hundredths. Let's review the lesson.